This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Rookies on the field today for our Falcons. It's nice to see guys, undrafted free agents. I think camp's going to be intriguing. And the good news is, Mike said it, you guys will get a chance to be up there this year.
Yeah, they had some capital improvements. We got a weight room the size of an airplane hangar. You can fly a 737 in that bad boy. But now fans will be out there, and that just adds so much more juice to practice. Can't wait. And again, to see all these studs on defense, you know, when's the last time as a fan you're like, oh, I'm excited they're actually going to introduce the defense first. I mean, normally you just want to see the offense. But yeah, man, can't wait to see what these guys are all about. Everyone that we spoke with, all those rookie interviews are online, including our first-round picks, all the way to our seventh-round pick at Odyssey.com. You can find him, and Day-Day has all the stuff from yesterday up at Dukes and Bell, so check it out.
All right, so that's good, man. In just a couple of weeks, the vets will be out there, too, and we'll get a chance to see what, you know, what all that looks like.
Kirk will be there, too.
This is true. He will be. That's true. He will be. Who's lying? Report came out today from a credible source that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, was banned from the UNC football facility.
Oh.
And then UNC came out later, midday, and with a statement saying, well,
no,
that's
no,
not true.
No.
She's available.
Cover your ass.
But as we discussed today, one of Belichick's family sources, deeply worried?
Telling Pablo Torre, apparently you said Pablo's been sitting on this for minutes. You know him in the business.
Yeah.
But Pablo has it today in an expose saying that, yeah, they're worried about Belichick. I mean, it's like literally, it's like when the rich old guy meets, takes up with the young, some hot thing, like Anna Nicole Smith years ago when the family was trying to make sure she didn't control the billionaire's money. Worried about Belichick because, as we said, and like I thought that, you know, the guy that nailed it probably the best was Peter King, which says, here's the guy who's got the big most control over every aspect of his life and this team, and looks like a guy who's just completely lost it, you know, with his Jordan Hudson.
Well, when we brought this up last, what was it, Day-Day? Thursday, when we did this, and half of y'all lost your minds because the response on social media was, how dare you guys? Why would this even come out about UNC banning her from the facility? Mike, why would you want to ban her from the facility?
Well, again, she's exerting too much power. I mean, it's just, that's what just, look, we all get it. Old guy, get some young stuff. He's excited. He's having fun.
Stuff?
And now through what?
You can have whatever you like.
And now through modern chemistry, Carl, and advances like Blue Chew, I mean, you can still live your best. Isn't that
you
right,
can.
Bill? Bill should really, I think Bill should leave his money on the table.
It's Bill Belichick. If you're having a problem with erectile dysfunction, I'll try some Blue Chew. Works for me. Look what I'm doing.
So convincing.
I just convincing. I make her curl her toes.
What?
That's what I do. I'm a 60-minute man now. Bill Belichick from Blue Chew.
Not a 30-second? Okay. All right, Missy.
What am I, Forrest Gump?
I just, you know what, though? Here's the deal. Somebody feels like somebody's lying, right? And I said, I stand by Pablo. He's a credible dude. He's worked for Sports Illustrated, ESPN.
Right.
He's not out here running with stuff. But I just feel like, yeah, North Carolina's like, crap! We got to put something out. Go ahead and put something out there.
CYA on that. Well, again, if the stories that are accurate and everyone's standing by it, that she apparently put the kibosh on having the Hard Knocks that they do for college football, you know, come down to Tar Heels, and do a Chapel Hill, I should say, which is a feather in their cap. You're trying to get more traction for the program, get more juice. I mean, Belichick, obviously, the brand should sell itself, but right now you're saying, I don't know, looks like a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right now with Belichick.
A little bit. So those things have been denied as far as the statement of she's not welcome. But look, this is not over.
I mean,
by the way, when this came out today, a lot of people were like, is this a breakup? Because initially you go, who's banning her? Is Bill banning her or is North Carolina banning her?
I won't be ignored, Bill.
Bill's got all the power, Mike. He's the highest paid state employee in North Carolina now.
Right.
It's not like Bill can't say, I don't want to hear.
Yeah, I wonder who that source was in the family. Was it Steve, the mullet head, the defensive coordinator?
Help me, Steve.
Because every time you see him with her, like that's like the CBS video, damn, looked like a hostage video. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, like when the guys were in the Hanoi Hilton and they're blinking like SOS and stuff. I mean, come on.
So when that happened this morning, everybody was like, is this him or her? Either way, I'm just telling you, this is just the start. And this is what we talked about. A distraction. This is a distraction. The season hasn't even started yet. North Carolina put out a statement. We got to get something, craft up something. This is why Mike and I said we avoided this mess.
Yeah, I think we dodged a bullet. Now, yes. Now, Raheem Morris did some stuff last year that made me want to pull my hair out in clock management and how, you know, you pull the plug to not pull the plug. I don't know many coaches ever been, you know, handed a crappy hand like he was with Kirk Cousins. And, you know, you're trying to go with the veteran because you believe in him and he can handle the one possession games, but he just couldn't. He just couldn't do it. That Charger game comes to mind. But you're right. Belichick, I don't know, would Belichick have drafted Cousins? How would he have played it? Belichick couldn't find a quarterback his last few years in New England. That's why he's not there anymore. You know, and that's what I said to Carl. How do you not know what you're getting when your best friend in all of football is Nick friggin' Saban and you just signed his quarterback?
Yeah. Look, Mike, for me, we discussed this last hour. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Happy Friday, everybody, and happy Mother's Day as well.
To all you mothers.
The story for me, though, is the audacity of her showing up to the Dunkin' Donuts commercial shoot for the Super Bowl, dressed in a bikini because she feels like she's going to be in this commercial.
Right.
And the Dunkin' Donut folks, this is documented, guys, are like, okay, hold on. We'll rewrite you in. They didn't put her in the commercial. And that, to me.
Well, she was in the commercial. She didn't have a speaking part.
Mike,
she's in the background.
She forced her way into this. That was not a part of the original script.
Right.
So the whole point is, I'm just going to show up and force my way in. And then you feel obligated. Well, we got Bill here. We got, you know, okay, let's do something. But that audacity tells you everything you need to know. And I think that is disruptive, and that's what North Carolina is concerned about. And that's why originally when this report came out this morning, it's on point. But the fact is they're going to deny and say, oh, no, she's welcome. And we'll see. We'll see how this all shakes out. But it is fascinating.
She does some amazing eye acting, Carl, the way she looks at Bill in the commercial.
Yeah, right.
I'm just looking at it. By the way, those Dunkin' heads do make me chuckle.
Oh, they're kind of funny. They're funny. Funny when they include the people who are supposed to be in them.
Yeah, is the first one with Matt Damon's like, how do you like them apples? All right, I said it.
Wasn't it the year before? It was. Yeah, that was the year before.
He was in the year before. This year, Matt Damon wasn't in the Dunkin' Donuts yet. Hey, by the way, real quick, I was going to save it for Clear Throat. By the way, I wanted to mention this earlier in the show. Maria Martin did an interview. Every time we mention NHL coming back to Atlanta, it's kind of a big thing. Another interview with Vernon Krause, leader of the big automotive group.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I told Carl, I'm not trying to get inside the guy's pocket, but generally, wealthy dudes that own, you know, want to own sports teams, you can just Google Vernon Krause net worth, and you have a hard time finding it. Or it's like a lot less than you think it would be to own a hockey team. You got to spend upwards of $900 million to $1 billion for the presumably amazing next huge expansion fee in the NHL. Look, I'm not doubting the gathering spot's going to be great, but there's an interview. You can find it online. Go to Maria Martin on NHL to Atlanta's retweeted it. But I don't, does this guy have the juice? Are we going to have to put together a group of millionaires? I don't want that. I've seen that horror show before with Atlanta Spirit.
Look, I'll tell you what I know about this. He's got some great friends, but he also has a lot of money.
Okay.
And when I say that, it's not just the Atlanta dealerships. He's kind of got
all over the Southeast.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, again, and I don't know what, you know, what that overall business model looks like for him, but from people that I've heard from in the car industry, he's got it.
Okay. And I don't know if he's going to be alone in this, because what your point is can he write a check by himself today to say, hey, this is what we're going to do, or are there going to be friends involved? My thing is, he's got friends involved.
But that's a problem. That's a red flag for me. I mean, I think Atlanta fans want Daddy Warbucks. You want Arthur Blank, you know, get Arthur Blank to do it. I mean, and then like Tony Russell got more money than Arthur Blank, you know, I mean, if you want to look it up. But, you know, and for those not familiar, the Atlanta Spirit LLC was a bunch of just jock sniffers and some of the dudes. It's, you know, all the guys that were surrounded by Ted Turner and all the idiot sons of the guys that surrounded Ted Turner. And they had all this litigious group that were suing each other. There was a guy from Boston. It was a damn disaster. And so we lost a hockey team, and now we may never.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Never get it back unless the NHL really has a rock steady, you know, group put together to do it. And I'm not debating the location. I think a lot of folks in the northern suburbs are going to love it. I think for the south side, you know, it's maybe a once a month event. But it is interesting. If you're looking for more details, there's an interview today with Maria from Channel 11.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.